Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hi there, this is Deb Evans coming to you live from the studio of Social Geek Radio and Deb Evans Consulting.
And Jack Munson live in the Chicago Social Geek Radio studios. How you doing tonight, Deb?
It's all good. All good. We are going to just get a little geek on and talk a lot about Facebook, aren't we?
Yeah, no Geek It Out segment tonight.
No.
Because we're actually going to be walking through a couple of Facebook things. And we wanted to talk about Facebook Live. We've been speaking about that a bit in the past few weeks on Social Geek Radio. And one of the guys who's been using it probably more than anybody else in my Facebook news feed is Nick Powles. Nick, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Nick.
Sure. Nick is the Chief Brand Strategist. I love that title that you gave yourself, by the way. The Chief Brand Strategist of the No Limit Agency and the publisher of the 1851 Project. And like I said, probably the foremost user of Facebook Live that I've seen in my personal news feed these days. How long have you been playing with Facebook Live?
So it's been several months now. But if I'm being honest, I'd rather be using it in many other scenarios that I'm not. I'm afraid to test it out outside of business.
So are you typically just using it in the office with the agency, and you know maybe at Wrigley Field once in a while?
Well, my good friend Sean Fitzgerald, who works at No Limits and 1851, it was built for me to use to harass him. So let's start with that.
Which you do quite well.
But no, I mean, it's been good. Even for the agency, a few weeks ago, we do wins every Thursday where everyone in the agency gets to talk about something that made them happy that someone else did in the agency. And we were able to Facebook Live that moment, which is something that we had never done before. So it was very raw. But we had well over 1,000 views in that 30 minutes or so of people celebrating things that happened that week. So I think it gives us great exposure, great raw exposure. It still has many kinks to work out, but an incredible tool here in the short term.
And I watched
that's
live. That was
cool.
Fun. Yeah. So when you say you had over 1,000 views, were most of those views after the live broadcast shut down, or were you getting that many views while you were live broadcasting?
We're a lot. So I have a fairly large feed. I made sure, or friend base, in the beginning that going into business, I was perfectly fine blurring business and personal. So I'm happy sharing my children with those who I work with on a regular basis. So I have a large network that helps for my reach. There were a lot of views during my live broadcast, and sometimes when I've been doing live broadcasts, I've gotten over 1,000 views while doing a live broadcast. But
wow.
I would say it was probably 50-50, and I don't know how many of those get credited back to Jerry Darnell or Scott Thompson.
Scott's always there.
but it is a great way to have additional reach. I've said this before. The one thing that Facebook cannot do, whether it's through new technology or changes in their algorithm, is stop humans from being social. So I would imagine as they decide what is the value of this to business, that as long as it's still available to humans, humans will be able to get great reach out of it. So in that scenario with our agency sharing the wins, I did that for my personal page versus the agency page, but for the time being, the reach of both types of videos or publisher is similar.
Very nice.
And that reach is fantastic, right? What are you seeing with the reach of a Facebook Live video versus just putting up a link or maybe even putting up an image?
Kind of like old school Facebook, that the whole thing in the beginning was build up your fans. Everyone was fighting for this thing called the like, That is no longer a battle anymore, because once you get the likes, you still have to pay to interact with them. And here, whether it's on a brand page or it's on your personal profile, it's having the reach of old school Facebook. So I'll put the asterisk on there. I think this is a tease. Eventually, Facebook is going to monetize this for their business. They wouldn't invest so much in any form of technology if they didn't have a plan to eventually charge for it. But in the short term, the reach is old school, and it's amazing. You can actually reach the network that you've spent so much money to build. So for the time being, it seems like it could be a very valuable tool for brands if they are comfortable with raw live coverage.
And if they're not comfortable with that sort of raw coverage and transparency, maybe they need to go down another avenue altogether. But yeah, I totally agree with the reach idea right now anyway. It's really time to strike while this Facebook Live iron is hot, because who knows how soon the only live video that anyone will be able to do especially from a brand page, maybe it will be something that you do have to boost or sponsor to some extent. In the meantime, the reach on other organic posts, wow, really, really getting bad. And I think it's because, you know, this is a zero-sum game. There's only so many pieces of information that can go onto anyone's news feed on any particular day or any particular hour. So the more Facebook Live videos that are getting out there and getting a lot of reach and touching a lot of people, that just means fewer and fewer old-fashioned link only, or maybe even share an or share an image type Facebook post. Those are just really doing horribly these days.
Yeah, the reach is gone. I mean, look at Facebook stock price. It's well over $100, even though it's been declining in recent days. That means they're trying to figure out ways to appeal to their investors, and because of that, everything is going to be monetized. So, again, for the short term, these videos seem very, very cool. Back to what I was saying about brands being afraid of the raw, though, I don't see many brands using Facebook Live at the moment. I think that's because they're so conditioned to calendaring out all the social media posts that they're going to do for the month. It's no longer a true community manager. It's just a content person who's posting advertising. So if this video component teaches brands to get back to being social, then amazing. But I'm concerned that, one, Facebook will eventually start charging for this, and two, brands have become so afraid of real-time content that they will not maximize the opportunity with the technology that Facebook has given them.
What types of content do you think brands should be jumping on right now, or maybe things that they could be doing on Facebook Live so they could strike while this iron is hot? You're doing your wins there at the agency, but what types of things are you encouraging brands to do on video?
Well, look, the beauty of the industry that the three of us are in is franchising, and franchising is built by people. Brands don't sell brands. People do, but rarely do the brands in the franchise space really understand that. So they're posting, buy my food, go to my building, number one in category, blah, 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 blah. Here, if they're going to really use this tool, humanize your brand. Facebook Live a grand opening. Offer a one-on-one chat with the CEO of your company. You have new franchisees who are coming on board. Celebrate the fact that they've invested their life savings in this brand and put them up on Facebook Live. And then if you're going to demo or you're practicing or testing a new food item or new product, let the fans see that. Give a behind-the-scenes look into your test kitchen. There's so many opportunities for content, but you're going to have some director of marketing who's going to say, well, we have to plan out all of our posts, and we have to plan out our content, and that's going to put this barricade on the potential for having great reach again. But it's there. It's there for the taking, and if brands want to humanize their brand, here's the tool. This is going to allow them to do it and do it in a fairly engaging way.
I love when the people running the brand start sounding like the lawyers they used to complain about, right?
That's a good point.
So let's talk about another new Facebook feature that I personally haven't used yet. I know I know Nick, you've used it a bit,
and I'm struggling.
That's Facebook 360, and I'm shocked to hear Deb say she's struggling.
I'm struggling because I tried it with an app, and I've been watching Nick, and the same day he posted, I tried to do something, and all I get is a panoramic picture. It wasn't like Nick, so I'm ready. I've got my phone in my hand, and I'm ready to learn from the expert here. Tell me how to do
this. All right, Nick, show us how.
Tell me how.
Just assume if I look like the expert, it was all by accident.
It's all cool.
No, you're just first. So when you're first, you get to be the expert.
You get to be the expert, and I get to be the caller.
Here's the coolest thing that I find about it, and again, I'm tying it back to the clients that we represent, because I see any form of technology as an opportunity for franchise brands to advance the way that they position themselves in the marketplace. So Google's been great with 360 videos. That takes some money, not significant amounts, say $500 or less, and they'll come in and they'll do a 360 of your restaurant or your retail space or your office. And we've been doing those with some of the brands that we represent because oftentimes, the way that franchise brands work, they're still trying to engage prospects who have never tried their product or been to their store. So what better way to give you a glimpse of what you're going to be buying than give you a 360 view of what you're going to buy? So with this tool that Facebook has launched, I did a very simple one of my office, and then I got a little bit crazy and had a girl in our office be in every part of my panoramic image. But it's such a simple technology that you take a panoramic image with your cell phone. I do not have an app. I tried downloading some apps, and I didn't like how they behave, so I just went back to the general feature on the iPhone. And I spun around in my chair and took a complete image of my office, and then that allowed people to see what my office looked like on their own terms. I think some of this technology, call it the self-serve frozen yogurt of technology, where you create something and then allow the user to determine how they use it. Whether that's a video and you want to fast forward to the end because you don't want to hear the mumbling of whatever topic that someone's talking about, or it's even a panoramic image where I want to be in control of the way that I experience Nick's office. I think this is another tool that Facebook has launched that says mobile, photo, and video are here to stay. We're going to make sure that you, as a human being, have access to it, and then eventually we'll figure out a way to charge the brands for using this stuff.
So we're still sort of in that area of someone described at one point about the social networks throwing a big pile of wood in the middle of an open field saying, guys, build something, right? And then they can come in and charge for advertising at some point. So you're one of the early builders, Nick. Any other fun stuff you've done on the 360 so far?
I did one of my backyard. So it's
he did. Anything and I liked it. So it was.
Have you done any Cubs games so far?
I don't know if Deb saw this one. I did a Facebook Live from a Cubs game.
Oh yeah.
I had fun seats, which I'm waiting for the lawsuit from WGN for disseminating information that I didn't have written permission to do.
Yeah, you really haven't paid attention for the last 30 years to the beginning of any Cubs game, have you?
Because I believe
at the beginning of every game,
he didn't film it very long.
Asked for the express written consent of the Chicago National League Ball Club. So.
Well, look, Jack, I mean, the reality is I think this is going to open up a can of worms, too. So I did a Facebook Live at Fran Connect's user conference. I plan on doing it again at IFE. I'll probably do it at Franchise Consumer Marketing. I'm not asking for permission because no one said that I can't use social media. And all of these conferences say, what's your social media platform? So eventually, going to get regulated. It has to be because I even at the Cubs game I exposed a view of the game that none of the TV stations could provide because it was through my view. But I think it's probably going to get regulated in some way in the future.
Yeah, and I remember that game. You had really good seats. You were right behind home plate because I was traveling somewhere that didn't have. That didn't have the Cubs game on that night, so I was like, hey, who needs ESPN? We've got Nick. So,
Nick, come out for Social Geek Radio during my Facebook Live.
There you go. Perfect. But yeah, you know, how do you regulate that someday, right? I mean, you're going to stop people from bringing their phones into a ballpark? I don't think so. So I think it's the new reality. By the way, you mentioned Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference. In the few minutes we have left today, I just wanted to mention for anyone in consumer marketing and franchising, if you haven't already signed up to attend, and it's coming up next week, it's the Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference, as always, in Atlanta. It's happening Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, June 21st and 22nd. Nick, we'll see you there, and you're leading a panel discussion on public relations evolution / revolution. Tell us a little bit about that.
Now let's look at the reality. They've put No Limit Agency and Fishman Public Relations and Connect and Fish Consulting on a panel together. Ooh. So if any of us get a word in edgewise, that would be shocking. And secondly, if no one gets punched in the face,
that would be I need to be there.
Yeah, yes.
Franchising will be all on a panel, and frankly, none of them ever sold a franchise, so I don't know why we all have the biggest egos.
Yeah,
somebody needs to Facebook Live this event so I can be there.
It looks like a mixed martial arts event. So I will be in the front row. I'll be in your corner, Nick. I got you. So again, if you haven't signed up for Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference, I believe you still can do so at their website, franchiseconsumermarketing.com. Nick, we will see you there live and in person. And before we go, anything else exciting happening with No Limit Agency? Anywhere else you're going to be over the next few weeks?
Well, I got IFE this coming week in New York, which I find that to be very, very interesting. It gives a good pulse on franchise sales and how brands are positioning themselves. So that's the big one. And then after Franchise Consumer Marketing, we're in the second half of the year. So this year has flown by significantly fast. But I don't foresee it ever slowing down in the future. So I guess it is what it is.
That's a good thing.
If it starts slowing down, I think we're all in big trouble.
We're in trouble.
So keep it going. All right, that's it for Social Geek Radio tonight. Nick Powles, thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you very soon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nick. Bye, guys.
Good night.